Welcome in, everybody. It's the Craft Beer Republic. Thanks for drinking. Thanks for joining. Over here on the West Coast, I am Greg. And on the Middle Coast, that is Flex. What's up, buddy?
It's me. We call it the Fresh Coast here.
The Fresh Coast?
Yeah.
Where does that come from?
Lake Michigan, freshwater.
Oh, got it. I've never heard that before.
Yeah, it's kind of neat.
I wonder if Dan knows that. He knows that he's going to the Fresh Coast every time he goes to see his minor league hockey team.
Well, and if he didn't, now he does.
Yeah.
And then we're going to hang out on the Fresh Coast.
Oh, I forgot to run this by you last week. So I was texting with Dan about some minor league hockey team that wears Mick Foley's jersey every now and then, like as a one-off.
Yeah, I've seen that before, yeah.
Well, we're joking about that, and I said, you should go out there, blah, blah, blah. And he goes, no, I only go out for Fish Fry Fridays for the Admirals.
That's awesome.
Is that a thing? Do, like, the Admirals do Fish Fry Fridays?
Well, I mean, like, Fish Fry Fridays is just a thing in Wisconsin. Like, every Friday is Fish Fry Friday.
Yeah, and he said it so matter-of-fact, I was like, I 100% believe him.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not that the Admirals do it, it's just that Friday Fish Fries, it's a thing.
Got it. And if anybody doesn't know what the fuck we're talking about, Batch 401, we learned that Dan has a huge love for minor league hockey.
It's like a fetish.
Yeah, you're right. It's fetish. Borderline criminal, one might say. But yeah, he's been out to Milwaukee multiple times to see some Admiral games and was even rocking an Admiral hat.
Yeah, that was wild. I loved it.
Yeah, I didn't know what the fuck it was. And you're like, what's up with the Admiral's hat? And I was like, yeah, what is an Admiral's hat?
Who are Admirals?
Right. So anyways, 401, if you don't know what the fuck we're talking about, go catch yourself up. All right, so much to get to. We've got some booze news. I've got some algorithm stories to tell that Flex will appreciate. And Ludicrous Libation Law. Also, don't forget to follow us at Craft Beer Republic. And, of course, at FlexMeABeer_ in between. Top listening city. Shout out to Las Vegas.
Whoa.
I don't think I've seen that pop up before. So what up, Las Vegas? Did you accidentally click on our link?
Best accident you've ever had.
Yeah, at least the best one that I know about. Thanks for tuning in, Sin City. All right, before we get any further, it's quite apparent that I need some hydration in my life. Oh, yeah. I am drinking Great Notion Brewing in collaboration with Equilibrium Brewing. Juice equals juice.
Ooh.
I'm not going to lie. I bought this because of the can art, because it had sciencey things on it.
It is very sciencey looking.
Yeah.
It's the first thing I thought of is you probably love the can.
I was like, it's perfect for beer science. So here we are doing science. In fact.
From a bottle, from a can, why don't people understand my inebriation?
Should have hit that to begin with.
Yeah, I was going to say, it
beer science
made me wonder why you had the other song running.
Yeah, what an idiot I am. So, continuing from where I was, like an idiot. Juice equals juice. Great Notion and Equilibrium. We went back to the virtual lab with our friends at Equilibrium Brewery to create this hazy double IPA. Combining Citra and Galaxy hops, has a 4.2 and untapped, and weighs in at a very nice 8%.
Ooh, daddy.
On the schnoz, I'm picking up a lot of citrus. I mean, there's Citra in here, so no surprise there, but a lot of citrusy, like, pithy smells.
Okay.
Maybe some grapefruit.
Mmm. The old, damn it, I used to know how to say that in French.
Fuck. Oh, grapefruit in French?
Yeah.
Oh, it's grapefruit in French.
I don't know, it's like pomelo or something.
Pomelo.
Something like that. I don't know. I'm a liar.
You fucking liar. Real soft mouthfeel. The taste, it's weird. Like, you can see it's like super hazy and juicy visually.
Yes.
But
a little bit of lacy.
Yeah, some really good lacing on there. But real bitter, like real westy on the finish. Like the front is soft and pillowy, like a juice bomb. A little bit of tropical, a lot of citrus fruits. That pith is really coming through. And then, boom, old school pine tree on the end. Like, it backs it up with some bitterness. It's
like
a little surprising.
Actual pine flavor on the back end?
Not pine flavor.
Or just like the bitterness.
But the bitterness of like those dank old school West Coast. Like it's got that level of bitterness to it. And some of it, I don't think it's all hop bitterness. Some of it I think is the like the burn. There's a little alcohol burn from the 8%. There's a little bit of hop burn too, which I know you're a fan of. So
big fan.
Really brings the bitterness full circle when you finish her off.
So do you think juice actually equals juice, or do you think juice equals West Coast hazy?
That's
what it sounds like.
Yeah, it feels like the West and the East got together and starts off Easty and finishes off Westy.
Could be worse.
Oh, I'm not saying it's bad. Very, very drinkable, especially at 8%. So we'll see how I can read in the next few minutes.
That's my favorite.
Me trying to read?
Yes.
Nobody else's favorite.
Words, dude.
Words. They're hard. So, anyways, shout out to Great Notion and EQ. I think this came from the old Tavor. I think our code still works. You guys haven't tried Tavor. Use code
Unfiltered.
I didn't
even know Tavor was still around.
Yeah. You know what? I got a gift card to Tavor for Christmas. I just made an order. I got my shipment last week.
Nice.
Yeah. So still around, apparently. Wonder if my code still works. So if you're using it for the first time, try the code Unfiltered. I think it gets you like $10 off your first order. I remember it's been like 2 years since we were promoting that.
You know what they say? $10 is better than no bucks.
Nailed it. That's like a free beer from Tavor.
Oh, yeah. From TS.
Yeah. So, all right. Flex sent me something great, which I felt like we had to talk about on the show.
I sent you stuff?
You did.
Oh, I always forget I do that.
Straight out of Finland, our biggest fans. Is this ringing a bell?
Yes, now it is.
Yeah. I had never heard of this before. Apparently, there's a thing called pants drunk, and according to Wikipedia, it's a form of drinking culture originating in Finland, in which the drinker consumes alcohol drinks at home, dressed in very little clothing, usually underwear, with no intention of going out. To a large extent, it is still considered a way of life in Finland, and apparently it really grew in popularity over COVID.
I think it's brilliant.
Yeah, who doesn't want to get pants drunk?
Right, just hanging out in your fucking dungarees.
Yeah.
Dungarees, those are shorts. But your underoos and...
There you go.
Tying one on.
Yeah.
Oh, man. This guy's the limit.
Yeah, man. Get a little pants drunk. You're like, maybe the wife's out of town or the husband's out of town, you know? You got nothing to do. It's just you and the dog. Let's get pants drunk.
You got some WrestleMania going on.
Right. Totally did not do that over the weekend. Mm-mm. So,
oh boy,
I want to start working that into our vernacular. Pants drunk is fantastic.
I'm going to start working on actively getting pants drunk.
Pictures, please.
Like maybe, you know, put the kids to bed and then say, hey, you know what? It's time to get pants drunk.
I feel like you've gotten pants drunk a couple of times on the show.
Oh yeah. That's usually in the summer.
Yeah. Like there's been many a time where Flex is down here in his little shorty shorts, which are basically underoos.
Basically.
And it gets a little warm because it's the basement. And oh, there goes the shirts. And we just got the little shorty shorts.
Yeah. I've done a number of episodes just in my underwear.
Yeah. No one's mad about it.
Well, you know.
Except for the people that can't see.
Can't see. Yep.
Yeah.
Or maybe they're pretty psyched. I don't know.
Coming this summer, Crappy Republic is an all video show.
Oh, that'd be a lot of pressure.
Yeah, find us on OnlyFans.
Maybe we can make a little money on the side.
Yeah, I have to admit, last week for April Fool's, I almost did this, but I hadn't ran it by you, and it was very last minute, and I didn't feel like going through all that. I was like, it would be funny if I got a picture of Flex, like, flexing with his shirt off and did a whole post about him starting his old OnlyFans.
Oh, man, that would be
April
hilarious.
Fool's. But I was like, I should run it by him first, and I don't have time for all that.
You know, you easily could have done that without running it by me, and I would have been very okay with it.
Good to know. Yeah, I don't, you know, some people are cooler about that than others. So, yeah.
I like to pride myself on how cool I am.
You're very cool.
Oh, I'm the coolest.
Yeah. Was it George Carlin always said about being cool? You ain't cool, you chilly. And chilly ain't never been cool.
Oh, geez, I don't know. I'm too young for that.
Yeah, me too. Did a little beer. I'm only bringing this up because I think you'll appreciate this. Did a little beer research last weekend.
Okay.
Went out to one of our local favorites, Casa Agria.
All right.
And
good beer.
Oh, great beer. Coley and Big Dick Nick were with us. And the main reason we went out there is because, and I had this on the show, I don't know, 4 or 5 weeks ago. They had four packs of Oxnard Hazy Pale Ale on sale for $10.
That's crazy.
$10 a four pack in California.
Yeah. First thing that crossed my mind was in California.
Yeah. And they also had their other pale ale, which is not hazy, Plain Tiger, on sale for $10 as well. So got me some four packs. Coley and Nick got like two cases.
Good
they
for them.
Really fucking stacked up. The wife was like, you cannot get that much beer. We have nowhere to put it. She was right. She was right. I keep getting like all my pure subscriptions and not drinking them all. And so I did not.
Get on that, man.
I know. You know what? It's when it's cold out, we drink less beer at home. We drink more wine.
It blows my mind. It's when you say cold, though, it still blows my mind.
Oh, yeah. It's freezing here. It's like 72 degrees. 50s. Like when it's in the 50s. That's chilly. So anyways. But yeah, I was going to drink one of the Oxnards on the show in honor of it being a you know, very much in the Flex algorithm. But bad news, I finished them.
Well, that's good because you didn't have any room for them.
That's true. I'm just trying to help out my wife by finishing more beer. So,
and she thanks you. I bet.
Yeah, you're welcome, honey. You are so welcome. Earned me a little. Never mind. So there's that. What about you? Any good beer research going on?
Oh, my God. Well, I'm actually enjoying this fine Berliner currently.
I know. I love me a Berliner.
Fun story. I mean, I always go to Eagle Park. Everybody knows that. And I always drink them. And everybody knows that.
Every once in a while.
But yeah, so this is, I actually got this bottle, it was like late last summer.
Oh.
And it was
freshy.
One of their oak footer fermented Berliners. And this was fermented.
It's a farger.
Fermented on peaches.
Mm.
And cherry on top, I actually got the last bottle that they had to sell. So.
Oh, that's the best.
So yeah, I figure I'd let it hang out for a little bit, and now I'm enjoying it, and it is sour as shit.
Nice.
Yes, it is very enjoyable.
A lot of times those Berliners, not super sour.
No, this one is very tart, very sour, and I think it only clocks in at like 3.2% or something.
Wow, I mean, those Berliners can be pretty low.
Yeah, usually, well, and that's what it five. Is. Right, yeah. Right, right. So, yeah, that's about the research. I actually did do some beer research, like some actual research, too.
Ooh.
So I'm very known to put beer on pedestals, right?
Right.
You get like this big beer, and it's like maybe you're going to do something with it, or you bought
make the
two
best Instagram post ever.
Yeah, or you bought two of them, and you're going to drink one now, and then you're like, oh, I'm going to save one for later.
Story of my life.
So 1840 Brewing here in Milwaukee, they do some of the best beer.
They got the fancy little bottles, right?
The fancy little bottles, right. So they usually come out with this sour every year or every couple of years called Seafoam. Then it's this pineapple sour, and the fun thing about it is they turn it green. And I, 4 years ago, Greg, 4 years ago, bought two bottles. Well, I drank the one pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
And about a week ago, I finally decided to take the other one out of my fridge and say, let's do some science. And I cracked it open, and it didn't explode, which was great.
Good start.
Pouring it out was funny, because originally, I mean, I don't know if you can see how green my microphone cord is.
I can, and I know how green it is, because I sent it to you.
Okay. So,
very green.
When the beer was fresh, it was like that bright, not Kelly green, but just like a bright, bright green.
Yeah, like a sea foam, like a dark sea foam.
Like, I mean, that's what the beer is called, right?
Right, exactly.
So I poured this beer out 4 years later, and it was like olive pukey green.
Baby diarrhea. Like,
very unappetizing and just disgusting looking. But
yeah,
it smelled okay.
All right.
And the flavor of pineapple on it was extraordinary.
Oh, I would have thought that died down or something.
No, it was. It almost like enhanced it. I don't know. It was bizarre.
Hmm.
It was almost like unripe pineapple. So it was like still a real sourish beer.
Mm-hmm.
But man, I was really impressed, which makes me think that beer just never dies.
That's true. Well, I mean, it was a few weeks ago I had to issue that apology to There Does Not Exist for leaving their, I think it was a hazy pale in my fridge for over a year, and still good. Not as good as it was, but still
right,
good.
Right, right. Well, then that's the thing. Yeah, maybe it wasn't as good as it, you know, was when it came out fresh, but man, to drink something almost 4 years later, I think it would have been mid-April.
Hmm.
I think that would have been exactly 4 years. And
wow.
Yeah. It just fucking blows my mind.
You know, there's a beer in my fridge right now that I'm trying to remember the year. I think it's 2018.
Wow.
That I got it.
Ow.
So here's the thing. It's a stout. It's from Renegade Brewing in Denver. It's like a pancake stout, I think. So it's got like maple and that kind of shit in there. Right. And I got it when I interviewed Brian, the owner and head brewer of Renegade. We smuggled it back along with many others. And it's one of those beers where like you don't want it all the time because it's a thick stout.
Right.
And it just kind of made its way to the back of the fridge. And every now and then I find it and I kind of move it back up. But then I don't want any stouts at that time. So it just keeps making its... I mean, it's got to be 5 or 6 years old at this point.
I think the jig is up, Greg.
I should have it on the show sometime just to see. I remember liking it. I don't remember quite what it tasted like other than a mapley stout. But
well, now we could have coordinated old beers and did a beer science. Son of a bitch.
Yeah, the dino episode.
Yeah.
That's what Mel and I call beers in the back of the fridge. They're dinos.
I like that.
Yeah. So let's just do fun. It. Let's find some old beer sometime.
I actually have another one.
Another old beer?
Yeah.
Oh, we should remember this, which we won't. And
we're going to forget about it.
Yeah. Hopefully when I edit the show, I'll listen again and go, oh yeah, take notes, jackass. We're going to drink gross old beer.
You don't take notes.
How dare you?
For
that, I'm going to take notes.
Please take notes.
Yeah.
So. Just like, did you ever clap?
I don't know. Did I?
For this episode?
Probably. I know I did last week.
Yeah.
Here you go, everybody. Doesn't mean no good in the middle.
Nerd shit.
I mean, it does if I remember where I clapped it. But yeah,
you won't.
Whatever. Make it clap. anyways.
Anyway. yeah.
Insert awkward transition here. Before we move on to some news, Ludicrous Libation Law. This comes out of North Carolina, where apparently discounting... Is that a thing?
P. Pablo?
Like, oh, I was like, is that like a college thing I don't get?
Oh.
P. Pablo. Gotcha. Discounting alcoholic beverage prices is illegal in the state. Therefore, happy hours are illegal.
I guarantee people still do them.
That's a good question. Who we know it's in North Carolina? Wendy's in South Carolina.
South?
Yeah. But I bet she travels the North.
Yeah, she should. Yeah.
Just on right above her. So, Wendy, let us know. Anybody in North Carolina?
So it's like, I remember when you did one of the first Ludicrous Libation Laws was Wisconsin. It was like illegal to host like ladies nights.
Uh-huh. Yeah, a lot of states have that.
And places still do it.
Because this is ladies night. Sorry.
The feels right.
So. Yeah. Oh, this is ladies night.
Oh, what a night. Oh, what a night.
Anyway, yeah. So, all you North Carolinians, let us know if that's true.
Carolinians? I don't know. What would that be? What are you from? A Carolina?
Carolinian?
Just doesn't sound right. Carolinian?
Carolinian?
I don't know. It's blowing my mind. It's hurting.
Somebody
my
help us out. We're stupid. All right. Out to some news. Former Dark Horse owner must pay back. Must pay back staff to avoid prison sentence.
Wow.
So we talked about the beginning of this story years. I mean, this is back in 2020. Remember when like the naughty list came out and all that stuff?
Yep.
Well, this is dating all the way back to that. The guy wasn't paying his employees and blah, blah, blah. So the former owner of Marshall, Michigan-based Dark Horse has pled guilty to one count of conducting a criminal enterprise and has been ordered to make full restitution to former employees in order to avoid a 20-year prison sentence.
Good Lord.
Yeah. Aaron Morse, who has not owned Dark Horse since 2020, intentionally and illegally withheld employee retirement contributions and healthcare premiums for his own purposes, the office wrote. Morse was charged in 2022 with passing $20,972.82 in bad checks to employees. Further investigation revealed he mishandled employee benefit withholdings, resulting in the failure to remit more than $36,000 in retirement contributions, $29,000 in employer-matched retirement funds, and $24,000 in health insurance policy premiums, which eventually led to more than $50,000 in unpaid health claims to employees.
Whoa.
Yeah. 3 dozen employees were enrolled in Dark Horse's retirement or healthcare plans. A victim restitution sum is being calculated, which Morris will have to pay by the time he completes a court-ordered drug addiction course of at least 18 months. If he fails to make the payment, he will be sentenced to jail time. In addition to conducting a criminal enterprise, which to me sounds like the mafia, like not like some dude who stole some money from employees.
Right.
Yeah. Not that I'm saying that was not a light offense, but so in addition to that, he was charged with 5 counts of larceny by conversion, 5 counts of receiving and concealing stolen property, and 5 counts of larceny by false pretense.
What a stand-up guy.
Sounds like a class act.
What's wild is Dark Horse did like, I would say probably back in like 2019, a pale ale called Scary Rockstar Jesus. And it was delicious. It was one of those like, you know, when I got started getting back into craft, that beer really hit for me.
It's a great name.
Yeah. And that's mostly what it was the name and the can't like the bottle art, because it was still bottles. I don't know if they still do bottles, but
way back in the day.
But yeah, that's what a crazy son of a bitch.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah. Ballsy. Fuck that guy.
That's one way to put it.
Yeah. Here's what I'm thinking. There is no fucking way that in 18 months he's going to come up with that money.
Oh,
he's going
no
to
way.
Jail. Yeah. He's totally going to jail.
20 he's years. Take a drug addiction class, it said?
Yeah. 18-month drug addiction class.
Oh, man. This guy's got some issues.
Clearly. What else? Oh, this one's for Deb. Sazerac to acquire Buzzballs. Deb loves,
she loves
Buzzballs.
Yep.
It's like her favorite thing. Spirits giant Sazerac announced last week plans to acquire Southern Champion's RTD portfolio, including Buzzballs, the spherical wine, spirit, and malt-based cocktail brand. Financial details of the transaction were not disclosed. The deal is pending customary closing conditions. Buzzball founder Merrily Kick, what a name, will continue to guide the brand as CEO once the deal closes. Merrily Kick.
Merrily.
That's what I was thinking too. Yeah.
When bought a Buzzball.
When Erica came down this way to do a little research with us, Deb was like, should I go to the store and get Buzzballs for everybody? And I think she actually did. I think they were in her purse and that she just didn't hand them out or something.
I don't think I've ever actually seen a Buzzball.
Oh, really? We have them at Total Wine. Like every Total Wine has Buzzballs in them.
I guess I haven't. I mean, I haven't been to a Total Wine in a long time. I hate having to rummage through there.
Yeah. Wine selection's not bad. The beer selection is usually old.
The spirits are fine. The wine's fine. Right. You're right. The beer is where it gets bad.
Yeah. It should be. I mean, it's called Total Wine and More. It should be called like Total Wine and More and Old Beer.
Right. Like, it's like the goodwill of the craft beer, except you, except you don't get it at a cheaper price.
Yeah. And I don't get a tax write off if I donate. Yeah, I don't want to say this out loud because Deb might listen and then challenge me, but I've never actually had a Buzzball. I've just seen them.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I hope she hears this and I hope you get challenged.
I mean, listen, it's a wine, spirit, and malt-based cocktail. What about that doesn't scream hangover?
That sounds horrible.
Sounds horrendous. Sounds like a horrible
It sounds like, like one ball will get you drunk.
That's what I tell all my girls. Just one ball, baby.
Oh, man.
Just one ball.
They call me Solo.
Cyclops. Oh, dear. Moving on quickly. Appellate court judges uphold jury decision to side with Constellation Brands in the hard seltzer lawsuit. I'm not going to read all the legal mumbo jumbo, but AB was suing Constellation because Constellation has the U.S. rights to sell and produce Modelo. No, excuse me, not Modelo. Corona.
Blah.
They produced a Corona hard seltzer. AB says they don't have the rights to do that. Constellation says, yes, we do. And then AB sued them for it and lost. And then the appellate court judges upheld the loss.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, they're basically fighting over definitions of beer. AB is saying like, oh, these seltzers aren't beer. And Constellation is like, the fuck you say? Like everyone else puts in the same category, so
right.
We can sell it.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah, try to make a new law, AB.
Yeah. I mean, they basically set all the current laws.
Right. Well, that's
after Prohibition, so.
Jerks.
Fuck you, AB.
Yeah, serves them right.
It does. And also, gross. Who cares?
Super gross. I mean, yeah. It doesn't.
I had one of the Corona seltzers. Someone handed it to me and I couldn't finish it. It was just nothing but diabetes. It was so sugary.
I don't even know if I've ever seen one.
That's not a bad thing.
The only seltzers, I mean, shit, I haven't seen a seltzer in a long time. But those Topo Chicos, have you ever had? I think we've talked about that. The Topo Chicos.
I wasn't a fan.
Oh, you weren't a fan?
I was not. At least the flavors I tried, I was not a fan.
I didn't mind the margarita pack.
Oh, if I'm going seltzer, I'll go Truly. I'll go Kirkland. The Costco brand seltzers taste just like the Trulies.
I've heard they're okay.
Yeah, they're pretty not bad, and they're like less than a dollar a can. So
An algorithm.
Yeah, I think it's like $15 for a 24-pack or something like that. You can't go wrong. I'll do those too. Like, I had a White Claw once. It was absolute garbage. Yeah, I think Truly and Kirkland are like the only two where I'm like, yeah, it's not bad.
Okay.
So far, I'm willing to try, people. I'm willing to try. But Topo Chico, I wasn't a fan.
The like prickly said, pear margarita was top-notch, in my opinion.
Definitely didn't have that. It was like we got like one of each flavor because somebody had told us how much they liked the Topo Chico. And so they had like single cans or something at a store, and we got one of each flavor that they had. And I think it was just their base flavors. And it was
single cans of Topo Chico.
Yeah. How stupid did we look? We'd like to purchase 4 Topo Chicos, please. And thank you.
Hipster.
Yeah. That got almost Dr. Evil. I would like to take 4 Topo Chicos, please.
It has the mineral water with the alcohol.
I like the bubbles. A Delta pilot gets 10 months in jail for showing up to flight drunk with a half-empty bottle of Jaeger.
Okay. I mean, those things basically fly themselves nowadays.
That's what his argument was. We actually talked about this. This happened last June of 23. Lawrence Russell Jr. pled guilty to reporting for duty as a pilot while exceeding the prescribed blood alcohol limit, according to a sentencing statement. Russell, an American citizen from Georgia, was scheduled to fly a Boeing 767 aircraft from Edinburgh International Airport to New York's JFK. Oh, here's the problem. You can't be that drunk and figure out how to keep the doors on.
Oh.
That must be what it was. He arrived at the airport at 9:15 a.m. local time and about 90 minutes before his flight was scheduled to depart. When Russell, 63, sent his bag through an x-ray screener, it was rejected because there were too many liquids inside. When the bag was manually searched, it was found to contain 2 bottles of Jägermeister.
Wow.
One bottle was open and just under half full, according to the sentencing statement. Police were called because Russell was wearing a pilot's uniform, including a lanyard and crew pass identifying him as a Delta Airlines employee. Russell told police he was a captain with Delta and said that he had not been drinking recently. Russell told police that the bottles were from the previous evening. He was asked to give a breath sample and failed, the sentencing statement said. Russell's breath test showed levels twice the legal limit for pilots. The alcohol legal limit for pilots is 0.04.
I would think 0.000.
Yes, but they basically fly themselves.
Right. I get it.
Pilots may also not have consumed alcohol within 8 hours of flying under FAA rules. So there you go.
Those are some fucked up rules.
Yeah.
Like, if you think about it.
Well, yeah, because what if you, let's say you party hard last night and you're drinking till 2 in the morning, you know, drinking apparently some Jaeger. How young are we here? 63. Drink something your own age. But, you know, he takes a little dozer after drinking too much, wakes up, goes to work thinking he's feeling all right. Turns out he's an 08 still from last night when the limit is 04.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Should have peed a couple more times.
That's crazy that they actually have a limit of 04.
I mean, I'm glad that they have a limit.
I'm just shocked that it is even a limit, really.
Yeah.
You know, but I guess I wonder, you got to think how many pilots are out there like having a beer at the bar in the airport before getting on their flight. Right. I don't know.
Hopefully 0 to none are.
Well, you would
that,
think, but yeah. If it gives them that 04 limit, then geez, who knows what they're doing?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you go to the airport bar and put down, you know, a couple of macro beers and hit that 04 pretty easily, I would imagine.
Right.
Yeah. Flying the friendly skies.
Well, I'm not going Delta.
Not anytime soon. Plus, you got to pay for checked baggage. Southwest all the way.
All the way.
Oh, every time. Let's go to Florida for this one. Drunk man.
When don't we?
I know. Never ending well of greatness. Drunk man molested a manatee statue and threw gator nuggets in Florida restaurant. First of all, where else would you get gator nuggets?
Or a manatee statue.
Touche. Anthony Michael Lessa, 23, was arrested Friday night on a charge of disorderly intoxication, according to an arrest report. Officials said the incident began when deputies received a call from Rick's Reef Bar on St. Pete Beach about an intoxicated person causing a disturbance. Lessa, of Pittsburgh, reportedly became upset when he was told he'd already paid his bill and was asked to leave the restaurant. Once he was outside the restaurant, he, quote, molested a plastic manatee that was in the restaurant's parking lot and was again asked to leave. Lessa became physically aggressive with the employee who asked him to leave and started throwing gator nuggets in the restaurant's dining area before fleeing the scene. A short time later, Lessa was reportedly yelling obscenities at employees at the nearby Postcard Inn. He was asked to leave but refused, prompting a call to the sheriff's office. Lessa was taken into custody, and while deputies were patting him down, they discovered
more gator nuggets.
He'd pocketed more gator nuggets.
This is like a story out of Napoleon Dynamite.
Right?
There's some tots. I just picture him chucking tots at somebody and just like running away.
Eat your nuggets. What is that? Oh, that's the crap you were throwing at the restaurant, a deputy said to Lessa. Nuggets? Yeah. Gator nuggets. Shark bites. Lessa responds. I thought it was like cork, the deputy said to another deputy. I was like, why does he have cork in his pocket? Which begs a very different question. He was booked to jail and later released.
Why would you think somebody had cork?
Is that a cork in your pocket? Or are you just happy to see me?
Maybe he's a cork soaker.
Is that a thing?
I don't know.
What is that slang for?
It was a Saturday Night Live skit.
Oh, recently?
I can't remember if they went to Italy or France and they visited the cork soakers. And some of the guys liked sorking the big corks or soaking the big corks, and some liked soaking the small corks, and some could soak two corks at once.
And I imagine the accents were strong.
Oh, very strong.
Yeah. Got it.
Yeah. This is pretty brilliant. I'd check it out if I were you.
I'll have to look that up. After I'm done eating my gator nugs that someone threw at me. Also, don't waste your nuggets, man.
Yeah, right?
Better than a fucking nugget when you're drunk?
A taco?
All right, you're right.
I want a taco.
Oh, fuck. Tacos are so good.
Tacos sound good.
So good. What's your favorite taco? Don't say pink.
Jesus. Not a pink taco show.
Not yet.
I'm pretty simple with mine. I just like a nice like pork carnita.
Okay. You know,
with some cilantro and onion.
All right. But you're not like one of those fucking Taco Bell crunchy with lettuce and cheese bullshit, right?
Oh, no. I mean, like, I will eat that, but my preferred favorite taco is like a pork taco with cilantro and onion and some lime juice.
Yeah. Love it. Real tacos.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same. I love me some al pastor, which is just onion, cilantro, and some spicy sauce.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, al pastor is my favorite.
Shit rocks.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Now I want tacos.
You know, the first time I had like a pork carnita taco was on our honeymoon, and they actually had like this taco spot on the corner of our resort.
Rio Mexico?
Yeah.
Oh.
And they would slice the meat right off the spit.
That's the best.
Right onto the tortilla. It was fucking amazing.
Come out to LA, dude. We got some of that too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we got a lot of those. You know, they got tacos on the street, and we got a bunch of like hole in the wall taco shops. And it's always fun bringing outsiders to my favorite taco shops, because if you go somewhere where they speak English, it's not a good taco.
It's not a good. Yeah.
Yeah. But there's a couple of places around here where I got to strap on my high school Spanish. Like, dos tacos, por favor. Y dos cervezas. Gracias.
Gracias.
And then they promptly spit in my food.
Oh, so stupid.
But so I bet stupid.
It's good tasting spit.
Oh, the best tasting spit you'll ever have. Yeah, we got some good tacos here in SoCal. My favorite is like when I go other places, and people are like, oh, you want to go get Mexican food? I'm like, no. No, I don't. We're in the middle of the fucking country. I don't want Mexican food here, and I don't want sushi from here either.
Oh, we get some decent sushi here.
I mean, I'm 20 minutes from the beach. How decent is your sushi?
Well, probably not as decent as yours. God damn it.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, middle of the country, no sushi, no Mexican food. Let's do what you're good at.
I don't know. We have quite a large Hispanic community in area over here. And
do you?
Well, like, not by me, but towards, like, downtown.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's, like, a huge Hispanic area and a lot of good shit out there.
That's the best food, man, I tell you.
Like, there's one restaurant that's super well-known because they serve everything on, like, paper plates and, like, they give you, like, paper towel instead of napkins.
Right.
And, yeah, it's some of the best Mexican food, like, in the city.
Yeah, when their paper, when their napkins say Bounty on them, that's a good sign.
Right. Like, they tore it off and gave it to you. It's, yeah.
Give you a little, like, one fold. Here you go, here's your napkin.
Right.
You're going to need 9 more of these, trust me.
Not even folded.
Yeah, not even close. Oh, all right. Well, all this taco talk. I am now very hungry.
Time for Din Din.
It is time for Din Din. I have not eaten yet. So, all right, let's hit some music. We'll say, I wonder how the tacos are in Florida. Like, they don't really get the Mexican food. I bet they get a lot of Cuban food.
Right.
Yeah. I love a good Cubano sandwich. Oh, that's good, too.
Never had one.
Oh, really? Oh, you're missing out.
I don't think so. Bet they have good sushi out there in Miami.
Nice and fresh. Anyways, that was all leading up to, hi, Vanessa.
Hello, Vanessa.
Find us on the socials at Craft Beer Republic, at FlexMeaBeer _ in between. Of course, 805-538-BEER. 2337. Mail at craftbeerpublic.com and all that good shit. I think that's everything. So I hope everyone out there is staying very well hydrated.
And on that note,
good night, everybody.